The county council is meeting this week at the Rich and Services Building at Kimball Junction, with their work session starting at 3:30. One of their first items is getting an update from Rocky Mountain Power. County Manager Bob Jasper said they've got some issues with the electricity infrastructure locally.
They have some plans to bring in more secure and more modern and more workable power into the area. We're a growing area. To me, and I've told them this, that the number of outages we've been having is not acceptable. We need a more secure, particularly on the east side, we've had a lot of problems, very old infrastructure. But they're addressing it. They're bringing in new power to the area. They're redoing lines. You know, at one point they were going to expand there in Bonanza Park. Now they're more talking about expanding the facility out by the Boyer property in Quinns Junction, bringing in new, more modern, heavy-duty lines.
On another topic, Jasper said the county is sitting right now with a low snowpack following two preceding fairly dry seasons. They're going to hear from Council Member David Uhr.
He's our appointment to the Weber Basin Water Conservancy District, and he's on a couple of other statewide groups, and so he's been getting some briefings lately about drought, and it's pretty scary. We've gotten some snow, but the water content hasn't been particularly high, and this will be the third year. Our reservoirs are dropping, and so he wants to talk about that, and I think in particular he's concerned that we do our best as we can to get out in front of some of these issues. There'll be some trade-offs between municipal uses and agricultural uses. I would guess that the county will come out of this discussion starting to look at how do we do some real measures towards water conservation this summer.
In the formal agenda starting at 5 o'clock, the council will consider amendments to the code concerning the county's residential tax exemption for primary homes, which are taxed less than secondary homes. Jasper said there's a number of complications to that classification, given that some primary owners might rent out their homes for significant periods.
I think particularly during the recession, you had people that maybe lived here and then went and built a spec home and then couldn't sell the spec home, and so they said that that's a residential development. I mean, that's our place, and how to decide which is which and how long you have to be here and when you can rent your house out has been the issue. It's interesting that listening to the attorneys, the statute says one thing, the state tax commission is interpreted in other ways, and so trying to figure out what the best rules are what the legal rules are has been not as smooth as we like, but the goal is to figure out and have a clear ordinance about how we tax for primary versus secondary homes.
In the 6 p.m. session, the council holds a number of public hearings on the impact fee set by the county's Mountain Regional Water District. Jasper noted, except for Promontory, the county is now setting one uniform impact fee to replace the variable fees that have existed in the basin.
Most go down, a few go up. These are not monthly water charges. These are what connection charges, impact fees, they call them here in Utah. And so we're getting more so it's like one charge. Promontory's still separate because it negotiated some of its own water deals with Weber Basin out of Rockport. Generally, what we're trying to do is bring all our various areas within Mountain Regional into one overall connection charge.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.